simple gate or a simple fence. There are sort of stages that people go to get through. So when we see people moving, it's hard to know whether they are moving actually within the crossing itself or whether they've actually come out and set foot on Egyptian soil. So that is something that we continue to wait and watch. We're also seeing pictures that show lines of ambulances waiting to take the, we believe, 80 or so seriously injured people who need additional medical treatment out of Gaza into Egypt.
Israel continues ground and air attacks in Gaza as it comes under sharp criticism for a strike on a crowded refugee camp. Phone and internet connections in Gaza cut off again. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
More clouds than sun today with a high of 36. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 43.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 21.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers traded defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. The deal finalized just 30 minutes before the NFL deadline. The Bills receiving Douglas and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. The Packers, in return, get a third-round pick. At age 28 and in his prime, Douglas joins a team now with a shot at the Super Bowl. A surprise in Las Vegas. Last night, the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, fired both head coach Josh McDaniels and GM David Ziegler. McDaniels only in his second season. The Raiders at 3-5 just beat the Packers 2 weeks ago. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight to take on the Toronto Raptors. Game time, 6 o'clock. Milwaukee coming off a 122-114 win at home over the Heat. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks defense looked a little gassed in the fourth quarter.
You got a little stagnant at the end, but we learned from that. I got to do better. I don't know if I need to put another ball handler in there.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Partly cloudy today with highs around 39. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 28. Tonight, mainly clear. Highs around 47 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, Madison, John Peterson, Gordy Young. This is the John and Gordy Show, appropriately named.
Good morning, John.
Hey, it's nice to be here. This is like the first day of November and the first day.
Yeah.
We had frost on the car windows this morning.
Had to do some scraping this morning.
I did not like that. I had this all timed out. I was going to be here early, and you know, I had to take an extra 2.5 minutes. So
yeah, I had to scrape the window on my car as well. I looked for the scraper, couldn't find it. Had to grab a CD case. That doesn't work really well.
No, I bet it breaks immediately, but...
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Same here. I had the same panic attack, you know. Where is the scraper? Do I have it in the car?
Right.
And I was ready to run into the house, into the basement to check and see where I store all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I did find it.
I'm in the same boat. I got to find one or
but,
buy
you know,
one.
You tend to grab a lot of unusual things underneath the seat while you're looking for
it. Right. Yeah.
And that's a little frightening.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff in my car. I couldn't find the scraper. I had the defroster going full blast. Of course, it takes a few minutes for that to warm up.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So that took some time. And then I got about halfway here and realized I'm almost out of gas. I forgot to gas up yesterday. Yeah. So I had to pull into a gas station. Do that. So, yeah, I was a little late getting here.
That's terrible.
It's clear this morning, 26 degrees. We're expecting highs in the upper 30s today with a mix of clouds and some sunshine. So here it is. Yeah, you're right. November 1st. Everything go okay for Halloween at your place last night? Did you have any trick-or-treaters? Did they dare to come up the long, scary driveway to your house that was, very foreboding,
for most of the kids. No one stopped by.
That's just the way you like it.
What I did realize then was that my 21-year-old who went out to get candy, he bought a lot of candy, like 3 or 4 bags of candy.
He knows
we never get people up there. Yeah. So this was his excuse to have a nice supply, winter supply of candy. So,
did he get the good stuff? What did he get?
Well,
Snickers?
He did get the mounds with the dark chocolate.
Any
coconut.
Reese's peanut butter cups?
I don't know.
I love those.
You know what? I didn't look. There's just bags of it on the countertop this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Unopened.
And you know what's happening this weekend? It's daylight saving time again. You got to move spring forward, fall back. So you got to throw the clocks back 1 hour, Saturday night. Sunday morning. I traditionally get up right at 2 a.m. and do that because that's the actual time that it changes.
Oh.
So I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, change all the clocks, and then go back to bed. That's because that's just the way I do it.
Now, we could look at it from a really positive point of view. We get an extra hour.
Sure. Get to sleep in. I mean, it sort of feels like that, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, and we get some extra daylight in the morning.
I know. I think we lose the daylight in the morning.
Where's Ben Franklin when we need him? Yeah, it was his idea,
right? Not much of a brain teaser, really, but yeah, I think we we go deeper into the night, and it's going to be darker longer.
Yeah, okay, if you say so. We got the Facebook fired up this morning.
We do.
If you want to chime in, we've got that happening. Just go to the Johnny Gordy Show, and then you can text us, you can email us there, and send us messages. You can also
watch us and see what we do during the commercial breaks, the panic attacks. arguments.
Yeah, the pacing back and forth. What do we do now? What's happening? Where are we? What's happening next? Yeah, and you can call us, too. The phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Call us if you feel like it. You can find that number on our Facebook page if you scroll down a little bit. It's on there with the picture of all the operators.
All right. Well, that's good. Okay. And then we have that at least, right?
We do. All right. We're getting things set up here. We have the YouTube going, too.
Yeah,
we got the YouTube channel finally going.
And we got a few complaints from some of the listeners, I think one.
Why?
They couldn't find any telephone numbers. The one telephone number that we have here in the mornings, because it's different from the ones on the network. And that's
right.
That's why we have a different one, and it's an unusual one. It's got extra 5 or 6 digits in it.
You're making stuff up now. It's got the regular amount of digits, and it's easy to remember. 608-879-TALK. Call us. Let us know what's going on in your world this morning.
I think the big news this morning.
Yeah.
We're a local morning show, but I'm going to talk about Trump for a moment
here. Oh boy, here we go. Get the soapbox going early. Jump on it
and
go.
Maybe we can get a few callers on this. Trump seems to have a problem understanding that we're in the United States.
What?
His comment was, and he was speaking again in campaign form, we're going to have a great country. It's going to be called the United States of America.
Isn't it already called that?
I think so. You know.
USA. That's what it stands for, right?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Last week, Trump said he noticed for the first time that the abbreviation for United States also spells the word us. Yeah, this is a quote now. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. That's the clown car is happening. Wow. And today, I think Don Jr. is scheduled to go on the stand.
Is it?
I think today's the day. They're gonna.
You have to adjust your calendar because Ivanka has changed her day.
Did she? Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be after Trump.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Be okay.
Well, according to what I was told, this was a day or two ago on CNN, they said Donald Trump Jr. on the stand today. Eric Trump was originally scheduled for tomorrow. And then the former president next Monday, and then Ivanka on the 8th, which would be Wednesday. So they've shuffled the deck, huh?
I can't wait.
The clown car is going to be happening in Trump world. it's too bad. He didn't know that U.S. stood for United States, huh?
Well, but it's amazing the genius that he is. Of course, notice that the abbreviation stands for us, and we're all in this together, us.
Sure.
And
him.
I guess I didn't think about it. Yeah, that is quite the observation.
Something to ponder.
Just think, he did pick up on it, though. It's something he did discover. So I guess we should give him credit for that.
And, you know, the next election is just a year away from, here we are in November.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not going to be long before, they have another debate scheduled soon. And then the another one after that. And I think then we're getting into the primary season. And, John and Gordy are here to hold your hand through the next year or so as we go through the process of the elections. And the Republicans are having their convention in Milwaukee.
That's right.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun.
We should go over there at least one of the days and just make our presence known.
Get tossed out. Get some press.
See how far we can get.
Get thrown out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That could happen.
Well, I hope it happens.
Yeah.
Who wants to sit through all of that stuff. You know, you go there to get thrown out. You don't want to actually sit through the convention itself.
It's interesting because everybody comes with the wacky hats and, you know, crazy banners and stuff. I'd like to see that one time. Have you ever been to a convention, Democrat or Republican?
Never.
Me either.
Never.
It'd be fun to see if we could get in.
You think it'd be fun?
I think it'd be a blast, actually. I would love to just, we could disguise ourselves.
We could.
We could, you know, put on some of the gear, see if we could blend in. Just an idea. I'm not saying we have to do it. You know, we can we have some time to think about it.
I'll wear a mask that looks like you, and you can wear one that looks like me, and then we'll just kind of go incognito.
That'll work.
So you can do something, I get blamed for it.
Isn't that the way it always goes in our world?
Actually, yes.
We each get blamed for something the other guy said. I seem to recall that happening a number of times.
A number of times in the past.
Called into the principal's office, and here we go again. Yeah, I didn't say that. He said that. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. Here I am in my setup, you know.
Look, yeah.
We have, the news has been just incredible locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just we have a great clip. I don't have it. The news department has it of Governor Evers, of course, saying bullshit. And it's one of those things you love from our governor. He tells it like it is. This guy that looks like he could be, you know, a kiddie show host.
Comparing him to Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers. He looks just like Mr. Rogers in a way. And, you know, he sits there and he gets fed up with the Republicans here. And what has happened, the big news, of course, yesterday was he's suing.
Yes.
He's trying to go straight to the Supreme Court on this because the legislature comes up with the bills.
Yeah.
The governor signs them into law.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
And then somehow, somewhere along the way, after it's done and said and signed, the legislature then has their little committees that can do anything they want, and they could supersede all the laws and all the signings, and they can determine who gets the money that has been allocated to the public sector.
So Governor Evers announced, hey, enough of this. We're going to go to court on this. So he's going to sue the legislature, right?
Right.
He's going to sue them.
Sue them.
Yeah. So then what happens?
But he hopes it goes to the Supreme Court. I hope so, too. But it's, you know, you're looking at the legislature again taking power away from the governor. And that was one of the things that the conservative Supreme Court did intentionally during the lame duck session when the Republicans took away power from the governor and the AG.
You know, it's here we go again. I mean, it's just it goes back and forth, up and down, just a delay, obstruct, delay, obstruct.
I think Evers has something, you know, in this particular lawsuit. I think he has a really good reason for doing it because all of a sudden you've got committees usurping the governor's will, the legislature's will. And suddenly they can do certain things. They can target certain groups if they want to by defunding them or not giving them raises like the UW employees.
Yeah, 35,000 employees.
So that's one of the things, and it seems pretty unfair and ridiculous. So
it does.
I think he's got a very, very good case here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an attorney.
You're not?
I'm saying
sure,
that.
Sure, I thought you were all these years.
But I want people to know that.
All right. Well, if you'd like to chime in on that or anything we've got going this morning, give us a call, 608-879-8255. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show after this.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The John and Gordy Show. Mad Radio, 92.7.
Are you kind of sleepy this morning?
Me?
Yeah. Did you get enough sleep last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. More than enough.
I got not quite enough.
Do you have a story there that says that we can gain more hours of sleep?
Because of the daylight saving time? No, I don't have that story, but I do have a different story about sleep. It involves sleepwalking. Have you ever known anybody to sleepwalk? I've never seen that happen. I've never known anybody that happens, but it does happen.
My kid, when he was much younger, was sleepwalking.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was
around the house?
Yeah.
How old was he?
Well, he got up in the room anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know, but three, four, something like that. Yeah, I had a hard time sleeping.
Well, get this. In Pennsylvania, in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, a middle school had to cancel classes after a student said he was sleepwalking. He was found inside the building. State police said the seventh grade student called 911 around 2:30 in the morning to report he was inside the Wendover Middle School in Hempfield Township, Pennsylvania.
Small town.
Well, could be, but the student told authorities he had been sleepwalking, woke up inside the school. Police say the student entered the school through a window and wandered around for about 15 minutes. I don't know how they know he was in there for 15 minutes.
Well,
maybe they checked the security cameras, but he lives about 4 miles away from the school.
That's quite the walk.
In his sleep, he walked to the school, got in the window, and then was walking around for about 15 minutes, and then woke up and realized, I'm in school. He took his cell phone with him, apparently, because he called 911.
That is really an odd story. I mean, the guy must be just traumatized about going to school, so he acted out in his sleep.
It sounds like a BS story.
And then, for some reason, he found an open window?
I don't know.
In your sleep.
Well, you have some level of consciousness going on.
So many holes in that story.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't seem like
But why would he call the police then?
Well, who else has he got to call? Yeah, he's got to call.
Because he can't get out of the open window?
Maybe he didn't know where the window was that he came in. You know,
should have called the police on this and found out why. Why they accepted the story's truth.
I don't know. I just report the news. I can't do any follow-up on that. It's over in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
So, you know, what do you think about all this? You know, having the legislature develop their little committees.
Yeah.
And then their committees can decide who should be punished and who should not be punished.
Is this a surprise? I mean, this kind of thing keeps happening all the time.
Well, they try to get away with as much as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And in this case, it is dramatically ridiculous that they want to attack the UW again. It is so it's almost comical. If it weren't so serious, they truly do. Every biennium, they go through and they pick something up to penalize and punish the university. I remember that, they often talk about free speech on campus, what do they call it? Academic freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
So it's like They talk about it, but one year during the budget talks, during the protests at the Capitol, there was a proposed fair that they were going to have for the art department where they were going to display all of the great protest posters that came out due to that protest, okay? And they were going to have a show, and they were going to have a big, you know, big party.
A gallery of posters.
And Steve Noss, in the assembly at the time, threatened him and said, we are going to cut your funding, even the department, if you don't, unless you cancel your show.
Your event.
The,
Yeah, they can't do that.
The protest poster show. And they had to cancel it. They did cancel it.
Well,
You know, for some reason, you know, government censorship, this is true censorship, took place. And no one really seemed to notice or bat an eye.
Well, and back to the salaries for these UW employees, like 35,000 employees across the state.
Tremendous. Think of the blow to the economy.
Yeah,
this is money they can't spend.
Exactly. And this was passed. It was, everybody agreed to this.
Right.
Yeah. The governor signed the bill. It all went through.
Everybody's happy.
And then suddenly they just decide to do this.
Right.
Out of the blue. They can't, no, we don't want to give them raises. That's why they're going to court on this. That's why the governor's
And
this,
because, right? And their reason this time around isn't a big art show of protest posters. This time, it's DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. According to Robin Voss, that's very destructive and divisive. So in the same line where we're saying inclusion and diversity, he somehow has interpreted it to be divisive. So,
but he shouldn't have any say in that. He's not the governor. He's not the administrator of the money
of the university.
Yeah, of the university. He's got a nice haircut. He shines his shoes. He wears nice suits and ties. But he doesn't. He's not the governor.
Right.
Right.
And not only that, but he really does say that people are against diversity. They're against DEI, even though the university is doing it, even though major free market businesses are doing it, because it's good for them to be diverse and to appeal to a larger market. So now for Robin Voss, it's a very bad thing. And he says, well, you know, people don't like it. And I mentioned this the other day, but I did a lot of research on this, and I wanted to know what the downside to DEI was, and there wasn't any. And the only downside really was the fact that people are angry about it, and there's blowback on businesses and universities putting this kind of policy in place. And the only reason there's blowback is because the Republicans are against it, and they have made it bad. They vilified it. So people are, of course, angry about it. That's the only downside, is a self-created anger and wedge issue.
So what do we think is going to happen next on this? The governor has announced he's going to sue the legislature, so now we have to wait around till it goes to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, that,
to go
he
right
wants
there?
It yeah, done immediately, okay. Because it's holding up a whole heck of a lot of policy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they'll take it up. And if they do, we'll see what the liberal Supreme Court does this time around.
Okay. Well, let us know what you think. You can text us. You can call us. You can get on the Civic Media app and shoot us a message that way, or call us at the John and Gordy phone number here, 608-879-8255. We'd like to know what you think. And, you know, we'd like to see what's happening in your world here on this very first day of November. 608-879-TALK. Give us a call.
I got to fill this in, too, because we were told by one of your listeners that there is another area code being considered for the area. Yeah. We were talking about it, and we didn't know. Yeah. But I think it is 353. So if you get, and this just happened in September. So if you ask for a new phone number, they may give you a 353 area code.
You think it's already in place?
Instead of 608. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already in place.
We'll have to check that out. All right. It is 629. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show. We'll be back in just a few moments after the news.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. For the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began, hundreds are being allowed to pass from Gaza into Egypt. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
Crowds gathered again today at the Rafah border in the hopes of leaving. Among those getting out, possibly some Americans and those with medical needs. Ambulances crossed through the border.
Outrage is growing over Israel's decision to bomb a crowded refugee camp. The UN, Stefan Dujarric.
With too many Israeli and Palestinian lives already lost, this escalation only increases the immense suffering of civilians.
The IDF claims the attack killed a key Hamas leader. In Washington, the White House is pushing back against a plan by the new House Speaker, Mike Johnson, to provide $14 billion in aid to Israel by cutting funding to the IRS and without any aid to Ukraine. The White House says President Biden will veto the measure if it reaches his desk. Public school teachers in the Northwest are going on strike today for the first time ever.
The two sides failed to reach an agreement Tuesday night. Teachers' top demands remain higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more prep time. The district says it feels the teachers' union isn't compromising enough to meet district budget constraints. Oregon's Governor Tina Kotek says she wants the district to figure this one out.
I expect them to prioritize in the classroom experience to get the results for our kids, because we will always have a funding challenge.
John Eric Smith for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Casino workers in Detroit have been on strike for almost 2 weeks now. Hundreds rallied at the state capitol, among them Terry Smith.
We love our job. We want to come back, but we want to come back with a fair contract.
They're demanding better pay and benefits. The death toll is still climbing after Hurricane Otis slammed into Acapulco last week. It's up to 100, and basic services are still gone. CBS's Adrian Bard from Mexico City.
Getting water to people, that seems to be one of the biggest challenges at this time. And fuel, people lining up at gas stations, not cars lining up at gas stations because they can't get through, they can't get there, people lining up.
Less than a week after the mass shooting that took 18 lives in Lewiston, Maine, children in dinosaur and princess costumes attended a Halloween party hosted by a local business, the Farmer's Almanac. Mom Megan Spiller.
I know a lot of the trunk-or-treats that we had planned on going to were canceled this weekend, so it was just nice to have this annual event to come out to and celebrate.
Students who returned to Lewiston High were greeted with a large banner reading Lewiston Strong and Therapy Dogs to Pet. Deborah, this is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner. Three. Got it again.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. More clouds than sun today with a high of 36. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Steel bins. So somebody's going to empty them, though. Then what happens to the emptied
marijuana
stuff?
Yeah, you got pot in there.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking the custodians are probably pretty happy to help out with that, right? That's their job to take care of that and just do something with it. So it's a fringe benefit.
It's going to be a huge gathering later in the evening when they empty those things.
Well, just keep it away from the pilots.
First they don't in line. Come on. Oh, my gosh. And this is, this is graded pot. I mean, this is legal.
Yes.
Processed perfectly. This is the good stuff.
Exactly. They got it from dispensaries, and, it's legal. Of course, here in Wisconsin, it's still illegal.
Oh, it has to be illegal here.
All of the states around us have legalized marijuana now. Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, all legal. Minnesota. So...
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year. Watch football and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties is ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bank, you go into one big room, you go down, and there's a person that, and then, you know, and then they take you through another process where you go into another room. There's very, it's very strict, very, you know, what do I want to say?
Very John Wickish, you know? I
mean, okay. And then there's another dispensary in downtown Galena where it's like walking into a head shop from 1969. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. It's really, the difference is amazing. And it's very laid back. They have people, very friendly people, mm-hmm. very, you know, they're happy to help you. Yeah. And, you know, just from what I hear. That's what it's like.
Because you were there to hear it, right?
Exactly, yes. Guess. But anyway, the point is, why don't we have legalized marijuana in Wisconsin? It's legal
again,
all around
we're
us.
We're not giving we're up losing, the war on drugs. We're not doing that here. And we want a larger prison population because then we can control more people that way, you know?
Again, the Democrats brought it to the legislature. It's been proposed. It gets kicked to the can, kicked to the side by the Republicans.
They can't even approve medical marijuana.
Exactly.
It's just ridiculous. I remember the other argument a long time ago was Jim Ott. I guess he was against this thing. It was a hemp. Well, we don't want to give other states the impression that we support marijuana if we have hemp in the state. You know, it was just like the dumbest comment you could possibly make. But, you know, Republicans can make that comment, and their voters will think, yeah, they'll scratch their head. Yeah, that makes sense somehow, you know.
Well, I believe here in Madison it is legal, right, to possess and to smoke it.
Well, they don't prosecute. They don't prosecute people in Madison.
It's decriminalized, I believe. Right. I could be wrong, but.
Well, try it. Test that. Okay. We're right on State Street.
Yeah.
Go out there, man. It's not like you're the first person to go out there with a with a stick.
Okay.
You know, you're standing now, and now I have to. All right.
Well, you know, we're going into our pacing mode here. That's usually what happens in our second half hour.
Our heads are cut off.
Here, let me adjust the.
Okay. A little higher.
Watching on Facebook.
There you go.
How's that?
Well, you know, we've combined the mediums now, and that's confusing me.
Yeah.
Now we have to.
Hang on.
I got to.
Hang on a second.
Crouch a little bit.
How's that?
The cameras or the monitor stand that we have that holds the camera is not the most effective thing in the world.
No.
No, but you can, if you just grab the camera, you can tilt it a little bit. I just found out.
That's right. You can.
There
now
we go.
It's perfect.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were in television once, weren't you?
You can tell. For about 30 years. It's, I got sucked into the television world by becoming a TV weather person.
Yeah.
And,
well, you were in promotions for a long time.
Promotion and marketing, yeah.
And that's when you sucked me into the television.
That's right.
World.
Yes.
And I had a late night movie show.
Yeah. The Night Owl Movies.
Right.
Over on 47.
And our little shtick was having an outdoor theater.
Yeah.
And the concession stand.
Well, because
plastic forks.
In that location where Channel 47 still is. Right next to the Marcus Theaters?
Marcus Theaters.
Yeah. There used to be a drive-in there.
Yeah.
Point. Many, many years ago in the 50s
Big Sky
and 60s.
Theater.
Big Sky drive-in theater. So, you know, so when they built
picked up that theme and we ran with it.
We sure did. Right into the ground.
Is that what happened?
I think so.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can still find those tapes, by the way. John's got them on his website, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com.
Yes,
that right?
You got it.
Close?
Yeah.
And we have a link to that, I think, on Facebook, or we'll get it there eventually.
Curmudgeon is hard to spell. You know, a lot of people say crumudgeon. It is curmudgeon, so just to let you know.
And we've got all of our old cable access videos there. I mean, we're going back way back.
yeah,
way back in time, three or four
decades. It's not so much to see us, but, really, you know, a lot of the personalities that were around at that time.
That's,
you know,
right.
Mark and Beth and
the old bros.
Johnny Danger and Greg.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Johnny Danger's still around, right? And we had
I don't know.
I think he is. I'm sure he is, actually. And we had Marcus Bovary, as you mentioned before. Yeah,
30 minutes of Marcus.
Yeah, great band.
Yeah.
Ah, those were the days. Here we go reminiscing again, back in time. We got a. You know,
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, the marijuana thing.
See?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Even talking about it makes you a little bit out
what
of
other
sorts.
What other states, at least one state I know, does, and they put most of the money, the profits from marijuana sales, into public education.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if Republicans don't want to fund public education, then pass a marijuana law, let us buy the stuff, and fund it via joints.
Really, what they need to do is they need to have a big get together in the Capitol, bring all the marijuana distributors in there, all the agencies, all the dispensaries, you know, light it all up, pass it around in the legislature, because they don't know what they're talking about unless they experience it. Right.
Right.
I mean, that's what they had to do with prohibition. Bring in the booze, let's all get soused, and then vote on it.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, that's what I heard.
You know, it's not,
could be wrong.
I'm familiar with pot, you know, but it doesn't really thrill me anymore.
You said it used to make you talk backwards.
It did. And not only that, it made you tired, you know, my wife went out to Colorado visiting some friends, and they went to a dispensary, and they have marijuana now that doesn't make you tired.
Right. Well, you know, everything in moderation.
Good stuff, you know. They have
It's all regulated. It's all, you know, they put it through a process where you can tell the strength of it, the intensity of it, the taste of it. They've got that all figured
little
out.
Little vials or bags.
Yes.
Or, you know, in
so
my
it's regulated.
Day, we had oil.
Sure. What, hash oil?
Hash oil.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah,
but they call it something else now.
Well, you're going to a different level now.
<Hang on. laughs> Yes, the Freak Brothers level. Thank you.
The Freak Brothers. Okay. Did you ever collect comic books from the Freak Brothers? Remember the Furry Freak Brothers?
Robert Crumb? Robert Crumb.
Yeah.
I did not collect them. I have like maybe 5 issues of it. It's really cool stuff. It's very, you know, where they had like drew nude people in the comics.
They were adult comics.
And that was
yes.
a very, very strange thing.
Very odd.
It was really weird.
It is. But those comic, you know, you're into the comic book world big time.
Yes.
So I imagine those are probably worth something now. Those early Freak Brothers.
I think they are.
Mr. Natural. Remember Mr.
Natural? Mr. Natural. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All those comics. Okay.
What was the cat? What was the cat that
Fritz
they had?
The cat. Fritz the cat.
That was the underground
movie.
Cat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Fritz the cat. Right. Yeah. That was they did a movie. It was excellent. I don't know if that's available anymore.
It probably is.
YouTube.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Tubi.
It's cold this morning, John. Clear and 26 degrees. It's going to be cold all day long. November is here. Winter is coming. We had snow yesterday. Batten down the hatches. Get all your winter gear out. You're going to have to scrape some frost off the windshield this morning.
I know. Halloween was a very cold one.
Yeah, for all
and
the
we
kids.
And we're out on State Street, and we're seeing just a few children, still lost strays out there, wondering where their parents
wandering
are.
Wandering around? Seriously? Yeah. So, yeah, hope your Halloween was good. What are we?
You know, our first story this morning was, you know, Trump.
Right.
Realizing that if you abbreviate the United States, it becomes us.
This just came to him a couple of days ago in a speech.
And he asked everybody, anybody else notice that?
He's riffing. You know, he's just riffing now. He brings these things up. He's just a stream of consciousness. That's all you get now.
But it's like a great comedy bit, you know? And you think, God, another one for today.
Yeah. Oh, and the trial continues today.
Yeah.
We'll see if Don Jr. takes the stand later on or if they delay that again.
Mad Radio, WMDX, The John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Pretty hip, huh?
Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. It is now 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. And we're all a little bit safer today.
Are we?
Yes. Nationally, everybody is safer.
What are you talking about?
Joe Biden signed an executive order establishing a new set of standards that will guide the development of AI, artificial intelligence. And the order includes requirements to develop standards, tools, and tests to help ensure that AI systems are safe, secure, and trustworthy, and to share relevant data about AI models with the U.S. Worries about potential negative outcomes of artificial intelligence development have grown.
Yeah?
Yes, people are worried about it. Well, you know, there is a huge threat with AI.
Of course there is. Yes.
And what they're doing now, you know, they're writing term papers. They're using them for homework. And changing photographs.
Well, and that's a big part of what this whole strike thing was in the film industry, from writers and actors also going along with that. But, you know, how many writers are going to be on these projects?
And who's written out because of the AI writing?
Right. And what happens to all that stuff when it goes into streaming and they go from one channel to another channel to another channel and residuals, all that.
They can replace writers now.
They can replace the writers with a lot of those scripts. It always seems like those scripts are pretty formula anyway with the big movies.
I know.
But now.
We might actually get more original scripts with AI. So.
So it's a good thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I would think not.
Well, thank God President Biden stepped up to the plate and signed a presidential order.
Isn't that crazy?
So I feel much safer now.
Well,
what about?
You could also take the Republican viewpoint on this, and that is that Biden is again trying to control everybody's lives from birth to death, and you know, now he's trying to control artificial intelligence, you know?
Well,
I mean, robots.
What about artificial intelligence, how it affects the military-industrial complex with all the people in the Pentagon?
Yeah.
If AI takes over control of
the button.
All the buttons. You know, you got to control it now.
Yeah.
They got to do
something. Well, that's why he did this, you know?
Well,
I'm surprised there isn't some huge uprising from the Republican House in regards to, oh, no, you know, here we are.
Well, just happened, so we'll wait and see what their response is. Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things that it comes to mind now is technology and the fact that, you know, there's a war on appliances. We'll get to that story someday.
You with this war on appliances. Did you make this up?
I just love the concept of it.
Well,
it's
go ahead.
Too much. Okay, but
we got time.
All right. All right. Yeah, we do. We
okay. Sure. Yeah, we got 4 or 5 minutes.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
Dig
then.
In.
I need this much time to get to this.
Explain first of all the war. If people missed it the other day, what the war of appliances really is. Okay. Give
really?
Us the big picture first.
Okay.
Before
the zone in on things. The big picture on this is that people are very worried that they're going to take away your gas stoves, your water heaters.
Why are they worried?
Because
what's wrong with
becoming more energy efficient?
Okay.
And, you know, they don't want energy efficiency. They want to pay big bills, electric bills. And this is their way to do that. So they definitely don't want. I'm not going to get into the war. I'm not going to get into that. I want to get into the fact that the Republicans on the FCC. Now, you know, the FCC is appointed. You know, they put people in, and it's like, you know, the Democrats are in control of it now because we have a Democratic president, right?
Okay.
But now the Republicans are against putting Wi-Fi on school buses.
Yeah, why? What's the problem with that?
It's happening in districts all over the country, but, you know, it's going to be a federal policy to allow the school districts to do this, and it'll get federal funding as well to help put Wi-Fi on school buses, because a lot of school districts are combining with other rural school districts, and
okay.
So the bus rides are a lot longer now, even in some cases an hour long.
Absolutely.
So what they want to do is allow students to be able to do their homework and study, if they didn't the night before, to do it on the bus. And a lot of students, I would assume, do that. So
really?
The Republicans, and honestly, they just don't get, they're just not up to date on any of this stuff.
Are they worried that that the kids are not going to be doing homework and they're going to be doing something else?
According to the story, both Republicans on the panel voted against it, saying the change is unnecessary. They don't even see the need for this for an hour-long bus ride to the school. It just boggles the mind. And goes against Congress's intent to connect classrooms, not other types of learning spaces. Oh, we got to really, we don't want to expand, you know, learning process. Nathan Symington, a Republican, thinks the change is wasteful and unlikely to benefit students and teachers. Here's a quote from him. This is how they think.
Okay.
Anyone who's ever been in a school bus should have a healthy skepticism that most children will, in fact, sit quietly and do their homework on their laptops instead of socializing with their friends on the bus and browsing social media on their phones. Well, you know, they would probably do that unless you had homework that you need to finish and you have an hour-long bus ride to the school.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
So they can't open their minds up and say, well, some people would do their homework. Mm. Oh, no, we can't do that. No one's, you know, in the old days, we used to sing songs on the bus.
Really? Like, yeah. What songs?
I don't
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Well, actually, they did.
Yeah, but I'm thinking these kids are bouncing around on these school buses, you know, up and down. They had bad shock absorbers back in the day when I was in school.
They probably don't anymore,
though. You think they're nice and smooth on there?
Like
they're,
Cadillac, like a Lincoln.
I just can't. I can't imagine. I'm baffled by the need for it in the first place, and if it's going to work. And the kids, I mean, are they really going to sit there and do their homework on their way to school last minute if they have Wi-Fi?
Really? Really?
I mean,
it's called the E-Rate program. They're going to spend about $4.4 billion on this, and they spent $2.5 billion last year.
I mean, I'm all for it if they actually do homework and are doing something
productive.
Well,
you productive. Can understand that, right? I mean, the rural areas are combining.
Oh,
the schools are closing in some of them. So what they're doing is they're allowing these kids to do their homework on the school bus.
That's fine, and that should happen. And if it's productive and they're doing that, that's wonderful. I think they should all be able to do that.
Well, then some aren't going to be productive, and some won't be using it. But you know what? That's the choice.
Okay.
We're not controlling people's lives from birth to death.
Okay.
We're giving them the option to do it.
All right. Huh? We will continue with more of the John and Gordy Show after we take a break for news.
Yep.
Coming back.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report. Injured Palestinians and foreigners are finally being allowed out of war-torn Gaza. CBS's Linda Gradstein has details from Jerusalem.
Some 400 foreign passport holders and dual nationals are expected to leave Gaza.